Welcome to Show and Tell with the Two Mortgage Guys. We come to you live every Tuesday on Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Twitter, as well as Ryan and I's personal Facebook pages. And today we're going to be talking about veteran benefits with Del Truax from the Howard County Veteran Service Office. Stick around, you don't want to miss it.
Joining us today is Del Truax, Veteran Service Officer for Howard County. Del is a native of Peru, Indiana. Del joined the U.S. Marine Corps in 1988 and served as an air crew member, first mechanic. When he returned home to Indiana, he became a competitive bodybuilder, winning the title of Mr. Indiana in 1997 and 1998. He worked for the Indiana Department of Corrections for 17 years as the correctional captain at Miami Correctional Facility in Bunker Hill. In 2016, he returned to college to obtain his bachelor's degree from IUK. He immediately went into the MSW program at the University of Southern California. That's a program which has a specific track of social work geared towards servicing military veterans. Del's been married to his wife, Faith, for 18 years. They have five children that range from ages 25 to 10. And as of June of this year, Del serves as the Howard County Veteran Service Officer. Del, thank you for your service and welcome to the show.
I appreciate that, gentlemen. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. That's a very impressive bio on it. A lot of service, right?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Thank you.
And Mr. Indiana, that's pretty cool.
Seems like a lifetime ago, but yeah, I lived in Howard County when I was competing. So,
wow, that's awesome. So we kind of mentioned to you, you know, we like to do this show to just offer anything a benefit to our clients, potential clients, as it pertains to financing, anything within our industry and our reach. And we deal with a lot of veterans. We've referred a lot of veterans down to your office for help. And there's just so many things we can talk about with you as it pertains to veteran benefits. We think this will be a great show. And we kind of want to, I guess, start out with, you know, what we do, which is helping veterans with VA home financing. In fact, I was literally just texting back and forth with the veteran earlier, kind of explaining the difference between eligibility, being eligible for VA and qualifying for VA.
Right.
Do you feel like you get people coming into your office or reaching out, asking you questions about VA financing?
We have them from time to time. And I think there's a misnomer because most veterans, most active duty military know that there's a guaranteed VA home loan. And I think the word guarantee throws it off because they think they are guaranteed a home loan. So the first thing I'd like to do with the home loans is explain to them the guarantee is not for them. The guarantee is for the lender. The guarantee is if you should default on your loan, the guarantee is VA pays off that loan or a significant portion of it. That's what the guarantee is. So I think there's just a little misinformation that's out there. And I think part of our purview in this office isn't just to aid and assist veterans, but to educate them, because there are a lot of benefits that veterans are aware of. The VA home loan is one of the best ones since World War II that veterans take advantage of.
Yeah, it's super. You're 100% on that, because Ryan and I have had the same thing with a phone call or something. The veteran says, hey, my husband's a veteran. He gets a VA loan.
But
we can go through and explain that same thing. So
right.
It does happen because it sounds like it guarantees. So that's what you mean.
Right.
One of the first steps, you know, we have consultation with anybody that's interested in buying a home, refinancing a home. We have consultation, try to ask relevant questions, kind of understand our situation. With VA, one of the first steps is acquiring their certificate of eligibility.
Right.
We typically get their DD-214. Mm-hmm. That's something that sometimes they have that. Sometimes it's been stashed away for so long, they're not sure where it's at. You know, is that something that you guys can help them with down at the office?
That is one of the things that is kind of our first bread and butter with veterans, especially if they've never filed a claim. They come in here, it's like, look, we don't have our DD-214. We don't know where it is. Okay. So what we do, we can file what's called an NPRC request. It's a National Personnel Record Center request out of St. Louis. Keeps records on every veteran since time immemorial. If they're just requesting the DD-214, it's a very, very fast process. Now, a lot of times they can have it within about a week and they will just email it to them. So that's something that if a veteran, you know, we've had them come in here with house fires. We've had them come in here. It's lost. They were moving. One of the first things we tell active duty, because we do get active duty people coming here, file your DD-214 at the county recorder's office. File that. That way it's always there. So a lot of times veterans don't know. They're like, look, I don't know if I did or not. Well, we'll make the phone call to the county recorder's office. Yeah, you have one upstairs. Just go get it. So, and I know that's the first step to the COE, because most lenders nowadays just have that link that they can get the COE right for the veteran with the DD-214. They come in here, we can do that for them here. I can provide it to them. They take it to the lender. But I told them most lenders are savvy enough and they have that link. They can provide that right to the veteran.
Correct. Yep.
We do. And you know, it's a government website, right? Sometimes right. It works. Sometimes it doesn't.
I understand that completely, unfortunately.
Yeah. The link right here in the video that we put is a link to, we have a VA website as well. Mm-hmm. We talk about VA lending on there, but there's a link and a page with some help for veterans to watch that on their own, to get that on their own. But yes, having you as another option is super, super helpful.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, they get in that. So one of the things, like when you hit that, you talk, you know, they come down to you to file a claim.
Right.
DD-214. So on that, what other benefits besides just that of a VA loan are available to the veteran?
Wow. You're talking there's
handful.
So I'm still fairly new in this position. And I feel like on a daily basis, I'm not drinking from a fire hose. I'm drinking from a fire hydrant because there are so many benefits. And it just depends on it, whether or not they're a wartime, peacetime veteran, whether or not they have a certain percentage of disability, because there's different benefits that are garnered. Even when a veteran passes, surviving spouses, there's so many benefits that veterans and their families do not understand or don't even know about. The one that shocks me the most is how many benefits are out there that veterans don't know about. So if you've never came into your friendly neighborhood VSO office, do so as a veteran. Because and one of the best benefits is the VA home loan. I've used two of them myself. They're phenomenal. There's some detrimental things about it. And I'm sure as lenders, you both understand some of the detrimental things, but there's more positives for the veteran, you know, not just the lower percentage rates, the no down payment. But there's a lot of red tape too. And there's right. a lot of sellers that are leery about the VA home loans, just because the VA wants to know in no uncertain terms, their investment is a good investment. So right. That's what a lot of veterans don't understand.
Yeah.
So, and unfortunately I get a lot of veterans that think that, again, it's a guarantee, like their credit score doesn't matter. It does. It does. You know, your history matters, and VA is not going to give a VA home loan if you got a credit score that's this low. You know, you don't have a repayment history. So, but as far as benefits, there are so many to talk about. I wouldn't even know where to begin. Go ahead.
Sorry. I just say, if it's like that, I know they could come in. Is there like a website that they go to that sort of gives them some of the information, or at least they could maybe narrow it down? So,
okay. This is the most confusing part of what it is we do. So there are basically three different types of VAs. There's a federal VA, there's IDVA, and then there's us. And a lot of people think we are VA. We're not. We are not VA. I am the county veteran service officer. I work for the county of Howard. Every county is required by federal law to have at least one county veteran service officer. Now, the confusing part to this whole thing, especially in the information age, is a veteran can go into the American Legion down here at the golf course. They have a VSO there. They can file claims with them. They can go to the VFW. They can file claims with them. They can get online. They can file their own claims online. They can come to me, they can file claims, or they can go to the VA in Marion, Rowderbush, and Indy, or up in Fort Wayne, and they have VSOs on staff there. They can file claims for them. There's a lot of different resources and outlets. Unfortunately, veterans don't understand the process enough that if they go to several different ones, they're actually hurting themselves as far as VA claim work. So yeah. That's one. And I think one of my purviews, even though it wasn't in my training, is to educate veterans about the process. And I'm like, look, I want you to come to us. But if you don't come to us, go to one, stick with one, just go to one. Because when you start going VSO shopping, like somebody says something you don't like, and we have that a lot.
Yeah.
Like we get them from, I've got them from South Bend, from Indianapolis. I just had one the other day from Bluffton. They don't care for their VSO or something they told them, so they come here. A lot of times I give them the same answer. They're like, well, they told me I'm not eligible for benefits. So I look everything over and I'm like, unfortunately, you're not. So they were absolutely spot on. So, but anyway, as far as the multitude of benefits, I honestly wouldn't know where to begin. The main thing we do here is obviously VA claim work for medical compensation, but we also do a lot of death and indemnity compensation, aid and attendance. We have so many elderly veterans in Kokomo who are living in assisted living, nursing homes, things like that, and helping their surviving spouses too through pension. A lot of veterans don't understand the pension, and it's a benefit that's out there. It's, you know, it's income based, and a lot of veterans don't even know. They're like, no, I'm not, I didn't retire from the military. I'm not entitled to a pension. That's not what we're talking about here. This is to make sure you have sufficient money to live every month. That's what the military pension is for. You could serve 3 months and you could qualify for that pension.
That's interesting. That's huge, isn't it? I mean, depending on what happens and life happens, as we all know it, right? And where you end up, that's something that you might not ever think that you could use, that you could end up being a huge benefit for you.
And I put it simply, I'm like, because there's a lot of different names under the pension. It's a huge umbrella. So I tell it just to explain it so the way people understand it. This is welfare for veterans and their families. It's welfare that you have earned and you are entitled to. And if you fall within a certain income range, if all you're getting Social Security for $1,500 a month and your unreimbursed medical expenses are $800 a month, that doesn't leave a whole lot for living and, you know, your car, your rent, your home, your mortgage. So VA makes sure that those people are taken care of. They offset that threshold.
You know what I've noticed, Dale, over the years is, like you just said, these benefits to anybody who was considering enlisting in any service, they probably considered all that stuff, right? When you were 18 and you're thinking, you know, I'm joining the Marines and here's what I'm going to get out of it.
No,
that was a perk.
Right.
And then what happens is, you know, you put your time in and you come out and then I think a lot of them have a guilt that they didn't experience what other veterans have. They didn't have.
You're spot on.
Right. Right. And so therefore it's like, no, that's not for me. That's for somebody who's worse off. That's for somebody who made a bigger sacrifice. And then they miss out on all these things that they completely deserve.
They do. And, you know, you're so spot on because sometimes I worked in sales through the late 90s and I really have to use some good salesman techniques to try to sell benefits that people have earned. And I get veterans in here sometimes. And, you know, I had a 20-year veteran not long ago, and I can't get into specific military service, but I'm like, if you earn a couple Purple Hearts and you've seen worldwide tours and you've been in every combat in the last 25 years, and then you tell me, no, I just want to get my retirement money. I don't want VA benefits. That's for the guys in the wheelchair. That's for the guys that took a grenade for a buddy. That's for guys that are missing limbs. I'm like, you barely got into my office and could sit down. I see the scars on your body and you don't move like you should be moving at your age. I'm just like, so, you know, it's interesting to me that there's that persona, like, you know, that's the VA's for those other guys. And
it's not. And on that, Ryan and I have talked about this because we've been doing this for years helping veterans, but it's like when you get that older veteran in your office that does have some hearing problems, but doesn't have any disability on his certificate of eligibility, and his wife's there poking him in the side when you're talking about hearing disability. And she's like, yes, he's got it. So that's that guy. But again, on that same point, you know, being able to get that 10% disability, if you have something with hearing, that sometimes can help on that VA loan with the funding fee. So,
it's not even the VA loan. Once they get the VA loan, if you're, and this is hard for most veterans to understand, because we get some from time to time that are rated at 0%, which means they have a service connected disability. They just don't get compensated every month. They don't. But with any disability, if you own a property, that's one of our main things we do here is the tax abatements. You can come in here. We'll get your DD-214. We'll get your percentage, wartime, peacetime. We fill out a certificate of eligibility. You take it up to the auditor, and you can get significant tax breaks on your property every year. And they're huge. I mean, it could be thousands and thousands of dollars. And if there's any excess, you can apply it to your license plates. So there's a lot of veterans that don't know that even exists.
So you think about just as a property owner, okay? So as a property owner, the tax benefits in your lifetime, the tax savings, that's got to be monumental. And then if you do use the VA mortgage, and you had that benefit, but you didn't, you never applied for it, right? So now we're charging you this funding fee, which is the downside of a VA mortgage, is that initial funding fee. Between that and all the tax savings, wow, I mean, that's a lot of money you didn't have to pay.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we explain a little bit of the tax code to the veterans. The auditors are much better with it. We do our part, and then we explain to them. And some veterans have realized, like, if you're 100% disabled, they get the tax abatement. It pays pretty much all your property taxes. So, I mean, it's just, and a lot of people don't know that even exists. So, same thing, if you don't own property, you can come in here. I can fill out the same form. You go up to the auditor's office. If you just rent, but you're a veteran, you're not a property owner yet, they will give you a voucher to take to BMV, and you can get $70 off up to two vehicles for your plates. So, which is, you know, $140. You don't have to pay out of pocket for two vehicles.
Even if you just rent. Yeah.
Yep. If you rent, you come in here, we do the same form. You take it to the auditor. They get on Beacon, see you're not a property owner, so they give you the vouchers for license plates to take to the BNB.
That's cool.
Yes.
Yeah, there's this wealth, right? Like each question, there's this whole different thing that comes out of it that you can just sit there and...
Yes, I mean, there's so many benefits, and most people have no idea. And, you know, I'm talking about federal benefits. And some of these are IDVA, that's Indiana Department of Veterans Affairs. And veterans, most of them don't have a clue what the difference is. And they're huge. They're huge. I mean, there's if a family is in financial hardship, we have a wonderful organization here in Howard County called the Military Foundation that you can go online. It takes about a 10-15 minute application. There's a 9-person board. They decide, and they can pay your bills for you. But IDVA has what's called the MFRF. It's a Military Family Relief Fund. They have up to $2,500 to assist families or veterans in need. And most vets don't even have an idea that it's there. They don't have an idea. This year, IDVA set a program out for school-aged children that if you qualified, you had to be twice the income of the poverty level, which most veterans fall in, you know, it's twice the poverty level, but if you had school-aged children in school, they would give you up to $500 per child to go back to school this year. The Christmas one they have this year, if you come in and apply, there's a Christmas fund that if you are twice the poverty level and you have school-aged children, they will pay you $300 just to make sure that child has a phenomenal Christmas.
Yeah. Wow, that's good cool. Stuff, right? That's veterans helping veterans, right? It's just giving them back, right?
We just Steve and I just wrapped up our continued education we're required to do within our mortgage industry, and they had a VA segment, an hour VA segment, and one of the gentlemen they interviewed was talking about veterans who use VA financing. They don't have a disability, and they pay that funding fee, right? If they apply for benefits before they close on the loan and then later are issued benefits, the VA will reimburse them that funding fee.
Absolutely, they will. Yes, they will.
That was mind-blowing when I learned that, because we've had that happen.
I have learned that most veterans, and I used to be included in this boat, have kind of a love-hate relationship with VA. VA is not this big, bad entity trying to deny veterans benefits. They actually are required under federal law, under this thing called duty to assist, that anything that benefits the veteran, they are always going to err on the side that benefits the veteran. Always. They are required by federal law to do so.
That's cool.
Pretty cool. Oh, like it's only like job, right, that you have, where you're going to end up, like you said, after you get done with this career, whether it's 10 years or whatever, that you still have them there fighting for you.
Right. Right. You
know, favoring it on your side, not somebody else's.
So Dale, if I'm watching this video and I'm thinking, all right, I need to go talk to Dale. I need to, maybe there's some things I will take advantage of that I've earned. Should they call? Can they walk in? I mean, what's the best way to come down and talk to you or somebody?
Well, here's the thing. Since I've been here, we changed a couple of things. I've talked with my office staff, and I'm telling you, my assistant, I've got two other VSOs in the office with me, and we have an office assistant. They're phenomenal. They are fantastic with people. One of the things we changed from past VSOs that have been here is some past VSOs only did claims or talking with us by appointments. We do set up appointments, and I would prefer appointments for certain things, like if it's an initial VA claim or somebody wants to do some claim work, they bring medical documentation. That's usually about an hour and a half process. But we take walk-ins as well. We take walk-ins. We'll talk to people because I'm like, the middle, the S in VSO is service, and I'm about servicing the veteran. I'm like, we're only open Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. So if they come in here, someone's here. And we're going to try to help them as best we can. If we have to schedule an appointment later, we will. But a lot of times we can give them resources on the spot and say, this is what you need to do. Another thing we did, there's a lot of VSO offices. This one used to be like this as well. But a lot of them will close an hour for lunch for that 8-hour time frame. They're open. We don't. We rotate our lunches. So we are here. If they come in between 8 and 4, someone's going to help them.
Good. That's awesome. This has been like super enlightening. Like Dale, for like Ryan and I, we've been doing this for like 20 years plus in the industry. Uh-huh. And just some of those additional benefits that you've explained to us that Ryan and I know the basic ones, what you can get on them, but there's just so many of them, and it's such a great asset for our county to be able to have you down there helping service. So thanks so much for your service. We appreciate it. If you like what you've heard today, just make sure you like, comment, share. And if you guys have questions, like Dale said, go down to the office or put something in the comments, and we'll make sure you guys get hooked up with them. So thanks again, Dale. We appreciate it. We'd like to have you back on here again sometime next year in 2023.
I would love it. There's over 6,000 veterans in Howard County, and I'm privileged and honored to help work with and for these veterans.
We thanks again for your service and for being on the show, Dale. All right, Steve, can you believe we have officially wrapped up 2022?
That's been a long year. It's getting right down to the point to where this is it for our last show. We're just taking the break for Christmas, New Year's, and then starting back in 2023.
37 videos we did this year.
That's good. 37 weeks. Yeah. So that was good. We started sometime there, probably March. So yeah, so that's good. So we're going to be back full swing in 2023, bringing information. So seriously, if you guys like something that you've not heard or you want somebody back on, put it in the comments and let us know.
Sounds good. We'll see you guys in 2023.